Okay, so everybody said today we're going to be discussing a topic which is not directly negated to Shavuos. It's really negated to every single day of our lives. But it's kedai every once in a while, especially the Yom Tov of Shavuos, to take a step back and to appreciate the Torah that we learn and understand the bracha that we make on it. Very big kitzur on last week's parsha. A lot to talk about on last week's parsha, even though we had a parsha share. But there's a famous medrash which we never got to. The medrash writes that David HaMelech said about himself that every day he had places to go, he had where to go, he had who to see, but his feet would take him to the Beis Medrash. That's what the Medrash says. Very, very interesting Medrash. So the obvious kasha of the Medrash is B'monashach. Did David HaMelech blow off all his meetings? You know, you read the Medrash, it's not like David HaMelech had a meeting with the head of this department, the head of that department. He said, you know what, I'm not going to any of my meetings. I'm going to learn. That would be very, very bad idea. That would be a very, very bad leader. And we don't believe David HaMelech made such a decision. So what's pshat? So they say over numerous pshatim, or one pshat that I heard, I thought was very powerful. He said, David HaMelech went to his meeting. He went to have to meet with, but he looked at every meeting like he was in the Beis Medrash. He felt, he considered himself that I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, and therefore the decisions that he made reflected how he would be standing if he's in the Beis Medrash. Very often I find with a lot of young fellows who spent a lot of years learning, when they get out of yeshiva, it's like they're a different person. It's like, those are my yeshiva years, now it's business. A business and halacha, it's not the same. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be whatever you took with you in those years, you bring with you now to the workplace. It's not the pshat that, okay, now I'm out of yeshiva, now I do what I want. No, that's not supposed to be the pshat. The pshat is supposed to be that everything that you picked up in those many years in yeshiva is supposed to now change and define and control how you act in the business world. I hear a lot of nightmarish stories about guys that learned many years in yeshiva that were in the business world. Their mamish is very much the opposite of what they were in yeshiva. And it's a struggle, and it's not easy. It's a very difficult transition for a lot of yeshiva guys, especially the ones who make it very wealthy. They have a very difficult time. They struggle with this transition from being, you know, living on a tight budget to all of a sudden now falling yourself into millions and millions of dollars, and they don't know how to conduct themselves, and they waste. It's a problem. I'm not the one to bring up this problem. But I think the idea of this medrash is very important for all of us. You know, the decisions that we make in the work field have to be reflective of the decisions we make when we're in a makom kaddish, when we're in a shul, in a yeshiva. We make this think the same way even though we're not there. We're in, you know, we're in a different place. We're at the work, we're in the meeting, but we think of it as if we're always in the makom kaddish. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. Today we're going to discuss the shaila about reciting Birchas HaTorah over what's called Hira Torah. Meaning, very often a person doesn't have the ability, the accessibility, the availability to learn Torah from a sefer. But we'll see, there's such a concept called hearer. Hearer means to think and learning. But we'll see, thinking and learning may be more than just, you know, thinking and learning. It might even be, let's say, you're listening to a shir. That might also be a shaila if that's hearer. You're not talking. And most people go to a shir, they don't talk, they just listen, right? So is that considered hearer? Halavai, they do that much, right? We wish,
no,
we hope.
They won't talk.
We hope that they listen, yeah. So that's a shaila. Does that require Birchas HaTorah? What exactly is the idea behind Birchas HaTorah? We recite it every single morning. Most of us recite it with three quarters of sleep, hopefully at best. But it's a very chash of a bracha. It might be one of the few brachas that are midaraisa. So it's an important bracha. And we want to understand what we're saying, but we have to understand why we say it. What's the nature of this bracha? So obviously, whenever you come across a bracha, there's always one of two possibilities. The most logical possibility is be what we'd call a Birchas HaMitzvah. I'm about to learn Torah. Like I do any other mitzvah, I make a bracha before I do the mitzvah. Now that's one typical way of understanding the bracha. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. However, we'll see and we'll prove that's not that simple. Because if it would be that simple, we wouldn't have, I don't know, 24 sources to talk about this morning. So let's start from the beginning. The Beis Yosef, the main event of our share, one of the main people we talk about is the Ogur. Now, who was the Ogur? Kedai to know who he was. We're going to have many kashas on him, so we should at least know who we're attacking. The Ogur, his name was Rabbi Yaakov Landau. Seems like a very contemporary name, Yaakov Landau. He was a German Rishon, like most of the Rishonim of that time. He lived in the end of the 15th century. They don't know much about his birth or even his death or even his life. We do know his father was a great Rishon, one of the great German Rishonim. I will even quote his father. But for some reason, it's not clear why he moves from Germany to Italy. And his Sefer, the Ogur, which we're going to quote heavily, was written in Italy, came out, I think, in like 1493. Just to give you a ballpark. This imam is the end of the Zman of Rishonim. He's of the late Rishonim over here, the Ogur. But he's quoted very, very often in the Ramah. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Ogur to use always as a halacha, but we'll see the Beis Yosef goes with him a lot in today's share. But the Ramah, every so often, will quote the Ogur. He was one of the great, again, end of the era of the Rishonim. He died, let's say he died at the end of the 1400s. That's really the borderline between when we switch over to the Achronic time.
We know when he moved to Italy.
you think they don't know. They know when the Sefer was printed in Italy in 1493. They don't know why he moved. Again, it could have been for numerous reasons, but his father was a great Rishon who was a Germanic Rishon, and he moved to Italy at some point in those years. Very little know about his family. They really don't know much about him as a person, but his name was Reb Yaakov Landa. So the Beis Yosef quotes him like this at source number one. Simon Mem Zayin. Simon Mem Zayin is a Simon in Shulchan Aruch that talks about Berachas HaTorah. If you want to learn more about Berachas HaTorah, Simon Mem Zayin. Zok Ogur. Beis Yosef quotes him. Kosovo Ogur. Shemi Shemahar Belibe B'Torah. Let's say a guy thinks in learning Koidim Sheberach Berachas HaTorah. That what happens sometimes. You get up in the morning, right? It's so funny. After I learned this whole sugya, the next morning a punk happened to me. It never happens to me. I wake up in the morning, I never think about learning. I wake up in the morning, I'm dead tired, I'm upset that I'm getting up so early. I'm not thinking about learning ever. I'm being honest. This is not, fake. This is real. I'm being honest. After I learned this whole sugya, the next morning a punk happened to me that I woke up and I was thinking about a Dvar Torah that I saw the night before. So Zokta Augur, if a person wakes up in before he says Berachas HaTorah, he's Mahara Beliba, he's thinking about Torah. Shaper Domi. Interesting words. Shaper Domi. It's okay. Or he's doing good. He's doing good. Yesh lodim, what those words mean. Meaning, what he means to say is that it's okay to think and learning before you say Berachas HaTorah. That doesn't mean shaper dami. Means you're getting credit for Talmud Torah. Because if it's not Talmud Torah, so you're wasting everyone's time. What do you mean shaper dami? Think about the stock market hopefully going up today.
Is halacha considered Talmud Torah?
What do you mean by halacha?
It's just the fact that you're saying, I need to say Berachas HaTorah. It's already, you'll learn.
Maybe.
Saying it's just, or I have to say Mordani. Anything you're doing.
Anything spiritual based.
Right.
Okay. We'll have to see. So here the Augur says, a guy gets up in the morning, he's thinking about learning. Guy gets out of bed before he gets to Nagavas, before he gets to Berachas HaTorah. He's thinking about Upsa Shver Rambam. So Zog the Augur, it's okay. Shapadomi, it's okay. Why? He explains. The hearer love Kedibur Domi. He says, because the hearer is not Kedibur Le'inyim Bracha. When it comes to the bracha, when it comes to the need to make Berachas HaTorah, says the Ogre, we don't say hearers kedibur domi. So therefore, I never spoke. If I never spoke, I don't even say Berachas HaTorah. I never enunciated the words. And thoughts don't count. Hearer love kedibur domi.
So he's passing that you're not violating, you're not failing to make the bracha.
Exactly.
You
so
have to make the bracha.
Right here it sounds like you're not obligated to make the bracha. Even though it sounded like from the first three words that you are learning. Meaning, there's two ways to learn the Ogre.
Yeah, could you have it?
Right. Does he mean that it's not learning, and therefore you don't need a Talmud, you don't need Berachas HaTorah, and you're also not getting schar for learning? It's nothing. Or he means, no, Vada, it's Talmud Torah. You're learning, you're going to get schar and shemayim for learning. But this type of learning doesn't require a bracha.
Maybe you should think the bracha.
Oh, it's takas is a possibility. It's a
whole,
the bracha.
That's the whole sugya.
Right. So the question is, can we split the mitzvah and the bracha? That's what I want to get at. Can we split the kiyum of Talmud Torah with the bracha of Berachas HaTorah? Now, I don't think the Ogre means that personally. I think the Ogre means shaper dami means you are mekayim Talmud Torah, and even though you mekayim Talmud Torah, there's a chiddush that you don't need to make Berachas HaTorah. That's the way I want to learn the Ogre. Avad, shaper dami means you're doing a good thing. Because if pshara is you're not getting schar for Talmud Torah, what do you mean shaper dami? Why is it a good thing? Why is it a good thing to think about Torah if you're not getting any credit for it? I think pshara and the ogre is, avad the ogre holds, hero b'toira is a key of Talmud Torah. Aye, so why is there no bracha? So the ogre, because the bracha has to do with dibur, which needs explanation, obviously. Says the ogre, he says, k'moylin kriyash ma'atfilo, just like kriyash ma'atfilo. V'chein patzku ha-teitzberek misha mesu, ta'alocha kerev chizda, the hero lav kedibur domi. We pask in hero lav kedibur. V'chein enyin balkeri muta lahara b'kriyashma. So what l'chayru the ogre is showing you from other places in Shas is that hero is not like dibur.
Meaning in kriyashma you have to say.
Right, so in kriyashma there's a din, you have to enunciate and pronounce the words. In tefillah you have to say the words. Therefore says the ogre, at least with regard to bracha, by kriyashma, by learning, you need to enunciate the words as well. And therefore, since I didn't enunciate the words, I don't have to make Berachas HaTorah.
Also sounds like you didn't get schar.
So the rayas that he brings are a little different. The rayas sound like that for mitzvahs, it doesn't count at all to do hero. And we're saying no. The ogre means that not for mitzvahs is there no credit, but for the bracha, for some reason. We got
to
figure out why. Good. We got to figure out why. Good. Now, this ogre is brought down the halacha on Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, number two, Hamahar b'divrei Torah, if someone thinks on learning, eino yitzarech levarech, he does not need to make a bracha. Says the Ramah, v'hu ha-din d'yochel lifseg din b'loi nesidah tam ha-dvarav. Let's say I need to pass in a shayla. It's similar to Jay's point. Let's say a guy needs to pass in the shayla. Rav needs to pass in the shayla. They wait the Rav about 3 o'clock in the morning. He needs to make birchas atayra, and the shayla is, well, the Rav says mutter aser. That's it. No fancy terutzim, right? Because most people don't want fancy terutzim. They just want to know mutter aser. Well, they really want to know mutter. They don't really want to hear aser so much, right? People don't like to hear aser. They like to hear mutter. They definitely don't want to hear why it's mutter. After that, they're good. They hang up the phone after that. Mutter. Good, fun. Only when it's aser, then they have kashas on you. It's amazing. I find that a lot. Wow, why is it aser? I mean, because you know Shulchan Aruch also. I guess, why are you calling me? Call yourself. But in any case, Zog de Ramof, a Rav is going to pass in the Shail. Everyone's going to pass in the Shail without enunciating a shtickle Torah. It's mutter. It's 100% mutter. Why? Without saying Birchas HaTorah.
Same
shot. Why? Because a psak, right? This is a question. What's a halachic ruling? What am I saying? I'm saying the word mutter. I'm saying the word aser. So if I give you a shtickle Torah, that's already Torah. But the Ramah seems to assume that Mahara B'Torah is the same as Paskling a Shail. So therefore, Zokta Mechaber, based on the Ogur, if a person is Mahara B'Torah, he does not need to make Birchas HaTorah. So the Mechaber goes like the Ogur. Now, we don't have a good shot yet in the Ogur, but we know that the Mechaber Paskins like him. The Mechaber Paskins, if you think in learning, you don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. So, writes the Goyin, right away the Goyin takes issue with this. Says the Gra, he says, I don't agree. He writes, Avol Zeh, second line in the Vilna Goyin, Avol Kol Zeh Tzorachin. They can bevarech ala mitzvah. V'chileka mitzvah beir. In fact, the Vilna Goyin, I don't understand the Ogur. Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's a brach on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah in learning Torah behirer. I v'lohaloi nemar v'gisa b'yom v'layla. We have the famous pasuk v'gisa b'yom v'layla ratzaloi mar b'leif. Assumes the goin that pasuk that everyone quotes v'gisa b'yom v'layla means even in your heart. K'moy shekasa v'hegin libi. So therefore, frek the vilna goin on the ogur, or on that matter, on the mechaber. How could you paskin that if you're mahara b'toyer, you don't need a bracha? So the goin is assuming that birchas ha-toyer is a birchas ha-mitzvah. So if when I'm a harer b'toyra, I'm getting schar. So frek the goyin. So why shouldn't you have to make a brach on it? So what you see from the goyin is one of two things. You see, from the goyin, he assumed for davar pashit birchas ha-toyra is a birchas ha-mitzvah. Finished. That's what it is. It's like the brach you make on a lulav. It's like the brach you make before you eat matzah. It's like the brach you make before you eat shayf. It's a straight up birchas ha-mitzvah. Now there is a problem because this birchas ha-mitzvah is actually learned from a pasuk in the Torah. There's a special pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyda Lakenu, where we learn our Berachas HaTorah. So why do I need a special limur if it's like any other Berachas HaMitzvah? That's an issue. But the Goyin is clear. He assumes it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, and he also assumes for given that you're Mekayim Talmud Torah, Ayidehira.
What other mitzvahs are, is there another mitzvah that is speaking or thinking? Or aren't all other mitzvahs?
Well, again, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, all those types of mitzvahs. Right, we have to have some form of a expression of words. Does hearer work? So the assumption we'll get to a Gemara and Brachos about it in a second. But here the Goyin is Mechadish based on that famous pasuk V'Gis V'Yom V'Layla. That for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you just sit there and think and learning. You're Mekayim a mitzvah.
He says a general statement V'Chi Elected Mitzvah V'Hearer. Yes, in fact, Kriyishma, like we just said.
No, he means he's talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Is he really?
Yeah, because that's what.
Mitzvah.
Yeah, because he pro. Right, he's saying that it can't be that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through hearer. Guy sits in a room by himself, and guy's walking down the street, and he's thinking about a Shavera Kasha. Says Reb Kivega, he's Mekayim Talmud Torah. So therefore, says Reb Kivega, if you're Mekayim Talmud Torah, you got to make Berachas HaTorah. Now, we really addressed this Kasha of the Goyin. We addressed it, right? Because we wanted to say that there's two dinim. We wanted to say, Avada, the Ogur agrees, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. That's why he says the word Shapadami. But still, he holds for some reason, which we'll need to get to, there's no need for Berachas HaTorah. So we kind of addressed the Goyin's Kasha.
There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and a separate mitzvah of
Birchas
HaTorah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Separate mitzvah, right?
So according to this, I don't know if you covered this because I came in late, but in hearer, is considered hearer also, how about if you listen to
We're going to get to it in a second. We mentioned it, but we'll get to it a little bit more. Huh. We'll talk a little bit more. The guy listens to a shir. What is that worth?
When the
Torah talks
to the
Dibar Tobam. Oh, good.
So isn't that a...
Yeah, so there's definitely an element of Torah. Right? That doesn't mean hearer. You can't teach over to your kids behirer. It's not going to work. So there is definitely an element of Torah that requires dibur. That's for sure. Well, we'll try to figure out, is there two parts of Talmud Torah? There's the part Ayidei Dibur and the part Ayidei Hirur. And which one gets the bracha? So we'll have to come back to that. Now, that's the Goyin's kasha, and therefore the Goyin disagrees, and the Goyin passes, if you're Mahar B'Torah, you need to make a Berachas HaTorah. Now, it's interesting, from a halachic standpoint, the Mishnah Berurah over here, number 4, he writes, quoting from the Taz, He writes, the hero lav kedib dami lufizeh. Zok to Mr. Bar, aloch lamaisa. Yeishli zo, you have to be careful, you have to warn. Lo oisim haloim din bi'iyam b'teich ha-sefer. Shizaru lo hoitik tzaz divrei toy b'peh achar ha-brocha. Let's say you have a guy who decides, he's going to make b'chas ha-teira, and he's not going to say the Mishnah il dvar. He figures, why do I have to say the Mishnah il dvar? I'm going to do my own learning. So after he says b'chas ha-teira, he opens up Reb Chaim. And he goes to Reb Chaim like this, like most of us learn, and he never enunciates a word. Says to Mr. Bar, you got yourself a problem. Because that's not a kiyum of Talmud Torah with regard to the bracha. So he writes, you got to be careful. Unless you're going to say, like we do, if you say a regular Bechas HaTorah, so then you're good to go, because you got it all stay Udvarim with the Yivarechach. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a guy decides, this is the Taz writes like this, if a guy decides that after he says, last week, the Harif, no, he's done, he says, I'm going to go learn Reb Chaim now. And then again, how do most of us learn? I know you can watch on YouTube, there's a video of Reb Eliashiv learning. It's a beautiful video. He mamash enunciates every word. It's fascinating. He was already over 100. And he shuckles like a 10-year-old kid in yeshiva and enunciates every word slowly and loudly. Most of us don't learn like that, right? Let's just, I don't, maybe others do. Most of us, we read like this. Our eyes read. So Zog to Mishnah Berurah, that's not called Dibur. I remember at a Talmud of mine years ago, asked me, is he Yoitza, can he make a seem like that? Okay, let's say a guy learns. Right? He learns, he goes, reads like this to Gemara. Never enunciate. Most of us probably don't. Especially if you have a article on the side, so you don't have to enunciate. You just read, like you read a book. Do you make a seem? So I saw once Chaim Kinevsky writes, he thinks it's Talon Deshai, here Kadiba, here Lav Kadiba Dami. Now, it's Gradish Nukun Negev to how we come out and argue more. But others disagree. They say, no, Avada for the Siyam, that's called Talmud Torah. That's called learning. Now we'll have to see why. Because if you assume here is Lav Kadiba Dami, so then it's not considered Dibur, is it not a Kim of Talmud Torah? Every minute the guy sits like this, he's not getting Talmud Torah. That'd be very scary.
Does it make a difference if someone is speaking?
Yes. Yes, we'll get to that in a second. Shulchan Aruch Rav addresses what happens if someone else is speaking. Because if not, I feel bad. I'm wasting everyone's time here. It's very nice. I get tzchai. What about everyone else, right? So let's see. So Zog to Mishnah Berurah, halacha l'maaseh, keep this in mind.
That's a question for every shir you go to.
That's right, 100%. Every shir you go to, whether or not the attendees who don't actually enunciate the words, did they get any tzchai? So now, there's a shtickle problem over here. So right away, we have machloekes Augur and Gra, which we're going to come back to a lot tonight. So let's get that clear. The Augur holds Pashta's hira lav kadiba dombi, therefore hira b'teira doesn't get a bracha. The goin holds, I don't care what hira is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, and therefore it does get a bracha. And we're still not sure how to learn the augur with regard to the kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But then we have a problem on our hands, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens very clearly that a mahara b'divrei Torah ain't a tzarech levarach. So let's assume Shat and Mechab is like the augur, that what? That hira is lav kadiba dombi, and therefore you have to enunciate the words to get a brachas ha-teira. The problem is the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha before it, actually. Number 5. HaKoisiv b'divrei Torah. Let's say a guy writes Torah. Guy writes. Today, you go to any good yeshiva, you'll see laptops everywhere. Everyone's on their laptop. Everyone's typing. Okay, fantastic, wonderful. I don't know what they're typing, but they're typing something spiritually, we hope, right? So let's say a guy decides, he gets up in the morning, he wants to type. He wants to write Torah. I know people do this for Parnassah. They ghost write Svarim for people. It's a very big industry. There are some people that have an amazing Kayach HaKsiva. I don't have it. I was never gifted with it.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot you can do today. So all day long, they're typing. So they do before Bechas HaTorah. Zog to Mechaber, HaKoyseh B'Divrei Torah, Av L'Pi Yishein HaKereya, Tzarech L'Varech. Zog to Mechaber, if I'm typing up Torah, then I do really make Bechas HaTorah. I don't know. You ever watch people type? It comes out of their mouth. I just type.
What's the possible that they're thinking about what they're typing?
You probably not. So Freck that.
Maybe it's totally in the actual.
Wait a minute, how do they type?
Oh,
thinking what they're doing.
Typing is a mice.
Good. Very good. That's going to be the answer. But let's get the kasha first. The kasha is the choyre. The obvious kasha.
Yeah. You knew that already, right, Seth?
I could be muted. So. I don't know if I'm the host anymore. So what's the cash? Freck, no, I think it's working. So Freck the Taz, the number 6, he says, I don't get it. How could the Mechaber write that Mahara B'Divrei Torah, you don't need to make a bracha Satorah, but if you're writing Torah, then you do need to make a bracha? Isn't writing the same thing as Mahara? Both of them do not have an enunciation. There's no pronounced words. So what should be the difference? So the Taz asks as a cash on number 6. Freck the Taz. Lo yadati mikor lezeh. I don't know the source for this. Me'in lomdu harav avudraham. Shemevi Beis Yosef. Where did Avud Raham get this from? That Beis Yosef quotes. The Mechaber himself paskins in the next halacha. We don't make a bracha on hira. Mitam the lav kedibur dami k'mashikas Beis Yosef b'soif simenzeh. Calling the ogre ubiksiva leka ela hira. Ksiva just hira. There's no talking when you write. I frek the taz. The alpha gan the kasa rabbi yehin beish perikari yekayre. Al inyan echer. The derech has soifer shemaytzi the palm emtei must be piv b'shas ksiva. He says, well, Maisa, the norm, Rabbi Yehin points out, the norm is when a person types or writes, he very often pronunciates the words. It's just the metzias. I'm not such a big typer, but I can imagine that being so. Says the Tar, so what? He thinks that wouldn't be enough of a reason to make you make a brach, because it's not a vadai. You don't know for sure you'll pronunciate the words. Who says? Maybe you won't. Maybe one of those guys who type and doesn't say anything. So, frek the Taz, I don't understand how these two halachas work together. How could it be that a hama'arib divrei Torah doesn't need a brachas Torah, but a koisev divrei Torah needs brachas Torah? They should be the same level. And then he takes it a step further.
Maybe writing is different.
I was going to get to that. Very good. We're going to get to that 1 second. Hold off 1 second. That's the next line of the Taz. Vesuka shali. Frek the Taz, I have another kasha. Says the Taz, I have another kasha. Why? Dalagabi Eidos Matsinu. There's halacha with regard to Eidos. Bipiem Voloimi Piksav. Right? When it comes to Eid, an Eid can't write down his testimonial. He's got to speak it out. Bipiem Voloimi Piksav. He can't write it down. So that's Exeris HaKasa when it comes to Eidos. So here where you can go two ways. You can either say, very good, that's the Chayodim's argument. We'll get to that in a second. So Zok the Taz, what do you see from here? So he writes, V'kivan de goyilon krad de ksiv alav kedimur, heich nevarach aleo. So he says, he's learning from the Gzeres HaKos, me'pim v'loim p'ksovim, is a giloy l'chol ha-toyro, that ksiv is not dibur. That's how the Taz understood this Gemara. Yes, that's the Chayodim's argument in number 7. We'll get to it in 2 seconds. But that's the Taz's argument. The Taz's argument is that if the Torah goes out of its way to teach me, mipiyim v'loy mipiksovim, that's a giloi, and that's how the Torah perceived speech versus writing. It's a giloi l'chol ha-Torah kula. Therefore, argues the Taz, once I had the didim, mipiyim v'loy mipiksovim, so now I know forever and ever ksiva is not considered a talk. So if ksiva is not considered a talk, so then why should it require me to make a berachas ha-Torah?
And what would be listening? What would that be, mahar or ksiva? Which way
it would definitely be ksiva. It would be pashas mahar. We'll see in a second from the Shulchan Aruch Rav how to look at listening.
Isn't it problematic?
Yeah. We'll see in a second. The Chayyim is going to make that argument. So this Taz is very interesting. He sounds like L'chol HaTorah Kula K'siva L'Akadimah. Now, if anyone remembers, we had a share on a Tuesday night about K'siva during, let's say, the points of davening. We're not allowed to interrupt. Okay. We've got to work it into the sugi when we're talking about home healthcare for different people. So we pointed out that that's also a big Shaila. And Pesach Chaim Zonnefeld was the only one who held that he passed that K'siva is K'dibur Dami. And he thought you're not allowed to write things down when you're not allowed to be mafsik during Shemoneh Esrei. We quote from Chaim Kanevsky and many other Gedolim, they thought not like that. They thought ksiva is lav kedibur dami, and it's not a problem. And that's
only
Rosal. It's a gate to a lot of things. It's a big discussion of how, what do we consider the halachics of ksiva. So you hear the ta sound.
Write somebody what the omer is.
Right. So by sphere, the pashtus is, this is a special din, and it has to be a svart, and we have to make a sphere bepeh. Now we know that is a whole discussion, but
thinking
for sure wouldn't be a problem, right? So here the Taz is saying, I'm using the din of Eidos to be a gilah chalak tarikula. Comes along the chayodam. So we're having shver. We have shver right now. And how do you explain why the mechaber paskins hearer doesn't need brichas atayra, but ksiva does need brichas atayra? Now, just right off the bat, the chayodam writes that this kash is b'chol not a kash. He writes, he says, I want to answer the teretz right poshut for oid yeshlem number 7. The ha isa begitin, the Gemara says like this: the ilav gabi edus dechsim mipiyim v'loy mipiksavim. Go the other way, says the Chayodim. Make believe the Torah didn't write mipiyim v'loy mipiksavim. What would I have thought that you could accept testimonial even in writing? Afagad dechsivim lo yagid. Even though the Torah says the word yagid, yagid means to talk. So what do you see? Have a midichsiv, have a agadam aliyah. So I see from here that without a special exeris hakasav, the assumption is that hagada, which sounds like talking, can be done via ksiva also. Mm-hmm. So when the Torah also refers to Limud HaTorah with the word of Magid, Yagid, so basically what the Chayodim wants to say is what everyone's arguing, that what? It's a special Gzeres HaKosov only by Eidos, not to be learned out L'chol HaTorah Kula. The Torah wrote it by Eidos for whatever reason. The Torah went out of its way to say, no, by Eidos I don't accept verbal. I don't accept writing, only verbal. But anywhere else, I'm okay with verbal. So therefore, argues the Chayodim, you have no raya from that Gemara.
You're okay with writing.
We're okay with writing. So therefore, argues the Chayodim, fakir, that Gemara is a raya to us. That ksiva is kedibur dami. And if ksiva is kedibur dami, makes a lot of sense to why you would have to make a brichas ha-Torah when you write Torah.
So okay. Let's say, Legabi the Haggadah, Vigarta Levincha, what happens if you don't tell it over to your kids? You don't say nothing. Are you yoytze by them reading the Haggadah?
No, but you didn't give it to them. You didn't give it over.
You gave them the Haggadah.
I mean, you gave them the Haggadah. Nah, I don't know. Not sure. There are some times you're going to have an actual dibur. Right? It's going to mean you got to teach it to them.
Right, but I'm saying, but here, the Indian Amagid is, in other words, Kiksiv. If they sit there reading, you bought them the Haggadah.
Yeah, I guess you buy them the Haggadah. I guess you making them read it would probably be better.
What?
You making them read it would probably be better than you buying them.
Or making them read it, whatever. They're buying your Seder, whatever.
You tie them down to the chair, you make them read it.
Just so I understand, so this whole sugi here is really dependent on that one case where you wake up and you didn't say Birchas Torah.
For the most part.
Because once you said it,
correct.
This is all...
Correct.
Covered.
Right. And once he said Birchas HaTorah, he said Birchas HaTorah. Talking about the guy who gets up in the morning before he gets to shul, he drives and says Birchas HaTorah at shul, and he has a walk, it could come up. It happens sometimes.
Well, no, but the fact that he says it, but then he never says any Torah, he just thinks Torah, then he makes a
If he says Eilu Devarim and Yivarecha, he's good to go. But if the guy is totally half asleep like I am in the morning, so he skips that part, he goes straight to whatever he goes to, so it could happen.
What about all these halachas that you're not allowed to think Torah in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's also negeh over here. I decided not to go into it, but yeah, that's also very negeh. If you hold here is Lav Kadiva Dami, so why can't I have... It comes up a little bit. Acharyim talk about it over here as well. Yeah, it should be very, very much negate to that sugya. Yeah, 100%. I tried to keep it not so halachic based, but yeah, that's a big shayla. Kivega talks, the Gemara talks about it over here also, about if you hold here as Lav Kadiva Dami, so then I can think about this and become... I can think about learning anywhere I want, because it's not really learning. Again, if that's really Pshan here Lav Kadiva Dami, it means it's not really learning, or it means this type of learning doesn't need Birchas HaTorah. So we'll come back to that in a few minutes. Now, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he has a very amazing piece over here in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He writes like this: "B'chol adam tzarich lizar lahoitzi b'svasav." Every person has to be careful to pronounce the words "lashmiel aznav komasha lomad." You actually have to hear what you're saying. Amazing. Be mimikra b'mishna v'talmud. Whether you're learning Mishnah, it doesn't matter what you're learning. Ela im kein b'shas iyun lahavin dava mitoch dava. So unless you're thinking about something, I mean, he says we don't expect you when you're thinking about Gemara. You don't have to think out loud. Now you can think quietly.
Tefillah is kind of a right, because with tefillah we say you have to...
No, so by tefillah we have to enunciate. The question is, what about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Where does Talmud Torah fall into the spectrum of mitzvahs? So one would have argued that, why do you have to enunciate the words of Torah? Torah is about knowing, I know it. Right? I read it, I know it. Why do I have to enunciate the words? Right? The kash is really the other way. Why is it so posh that you have to enunciate the words of Torah? I would have argued that Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah of knowing, studying, learning the Torah. Why can't I do that? How does anyone study for anything else? Most people study, they just read with their eyes. Why is it a chiddush when it comes to Torah, you have to enunciate? It's actually, to me, a very big chiddush. And therefore, says the Agur, because of that, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. But listen to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He thinks that every time you learn, you gotta go check it out in the Lubavitch Yeshiva, see how they learn. Right? He writes, every single time you learn, everything has to be enunciated, unless when you're thinking and learning. Everyone takes a break to think, right? You're thinking about something, that you don't have to do out loud. Listen to this. Anytime you think the evshaloi lehoitzi besvas of ene moitzi, eno yoitzel bilimo teirazeh. Amazing. You're not yoitzel talmud Torah. So he's very clear. He's clear. He's not messing around with two.
He had to be saying this while he was writing.
That's right. Everything has to be enunciated.
What are you doing?
It's not talmud Torah. I don't know what it is. It's not Torah. It's an amazing chiddush. It's an amazing chiddush, right?
Is he specifically excluding writing?
No, but he writes, he says, how do we know this? It says, Uli Malitem Oysam. Okay, my shikas of La Yomosh Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mi Picha. The Higis of a Yom Valayla. Okay, my Bechol HaMitzvahs HaTluyos B'dibur She'ena Yoitz Behem Yidei Chavasei Behir. Now, that I would argue on. That's not the same. Every other mitzvah that says Dibur, that's because the mitzvah is to talk. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's to know and to study Torah. Why do I have to talk it? It's interesting. Vigisa can mean anything. The goyim said Vigisa is beliboy. So here...
Does anyone just say something? I know it is a little far-fetched, but when you say something, you get much better clarity in it 100%. Than when you think about it.
No one's denying that. Yes, I agree with you.
So therefore, Mamela, that's why, in other words, to be Mekan Tamtar, otherwise, like, you're not, you're reading it, but you're not really, that's not Vigisa, you're not being toiling, you're not being a Mamela's
Patera. I watch guys crack their heads over a law book, a math book, or get into it. You don't always have to enunciate to get into something. I think you can, we've all seen people sitting really, again, a lot of times when you think about yourself, you space out at some point, we all know that. But at least for the first few minutes, you're into it, you're thinking, you're working it out.
But when you talk it out, you get much better clarity.
Yeah, you get it clearer, doesn't mean you don't get
Team Patera. Even if you say it to yourself, you're learning. And
you get it clear, I'm not going to deny you, I'm not saying you don't get it clear, but to say that it's not a key of Talmud Torah is a gavaldik chiddush. So what's next? So you could ask a kasha. Rabbi Shweiss has this kasha. I don't think it's such a kasha. He says, so why don't you ask? According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you should make Birchas HaTorah because of the times when you're allowed to be Mahar B'Torah. Meaning, Frank Debasha Weiss, what would happen according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav? Guy gets up in the morning, he's getting dressed. He can't learn from a sefer, but he could be Mahara. So then he could be Mahara. Are you driving? You can't have a sefer when you're driving. Then the Shulchan Aruch Rav tells you to be Mahara. So why don't I make Birchas HaTorah just on that level? I mean, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there is a time where here is a mitzvah. So why can't I justify Birchas HaTorah on that? So that's not such a kash, right? You're not going to make Birchas HaTorah every single morning for that one time of the day where you're going to do Hira. If Hira meant a whole day long I could do Hira and be Yaitzid the mitzvah, then I hear you should have to make a bracha on Hira. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's only a very small time where you can be Yaitzid with Hira. Right, well, the guy's on the train, he's listening to someone talk to him and he's not really that interested, so he's thinking about learning, right? I've tried that sometimes, it's an interesting thing. Don't do it with your spouse, you gotta be careful, or your kids. It sometimes happens, but someone's talking to you, you're really not that interested in what they have to say, but you have to listen, so you smile, you listen, and you're Mahar B'Torah, halavai, okay.
Does Shulchan Aruch Rav, does he bring some kind of a source to
prove he's trying to base it off the Pasuk. He tries to base it off the Pasuk of Lo Yomur Sefer HaTorah Azev Epicha. The Torah should never be forgotten from your mouth. And right next to that, it says the words V'Yigisva Yom V'Lal. So he sounds like he's trying to get at the point that the Torah needs to be Bepeh. It's not Mochach at all. The Pasuk means something else. The Pasuk means... Yeah, and then he compares it to Shar HaMitzvahs, which I think is also hard to imagine the comparison.
What happens according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, just sitting and listening to a
show. Oh, that's the next line. Very good. So everyone's getting nervous now because according to this, right, no one gets any credit. Everyone should go home. Right? Zok de Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ela im kein shemeya mipi amedaber. Unless you're hearing it from someone who's talking. Sha shemeya ke'oine bepiv. Zok de Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's the saving grace. When you listen to a shir, when you listen to someone else talk, so you're yoyts with shemeya ke'oine. But if let's say you're sitting here by yourself, there's no one in the room, and you're thinking about learning. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's not a keim of Talmud Torah. It's amazing, unbelievable. You take a whole new look of Torah now. And many people, I know many people sit down in the morning in front of a Gilo Sefer and they go like this and I do it. We all do it, right? We go like this. We never say a word, we never enunciate. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's felt in the midst of Talmud Torah. It's pella. No, he says before it's not. He says Mikra Mishnah v'Talmud. Throws everything out.
That's why he said it.
Nothing works.
That's why he said it.
Yeah.
So you couldn't make a siyum according to this.
Right, so it sounds like according to him, you didn't learn Torah. What do you mean make a siyum on? The guy goes like this through all the...
make
a silent siyum, right. Yeah. See how that works with your friends during the 9 days. They're not going to like you.
And how's the Shemaya Kainah? That means that you're saying, you have a kavanah that every word that you say, we're saying.
Well, we're hoping everyone's listening.
I could listen and understand it.
Right, but that's what Shemaya
Kainah...
Right, so that's Tamazay, right. What does that mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
It's very
shvet. Sfirish, Shmaya Kainah. You're saying the bracha. And
so it's clearly you're saying the words of Torah.
I'm saying the bracha.
So it's like you're saying the words of Torah.
But it's not.
Yeah, that's totally
right.
Like
that we should be saying everything you say.
I don't know if you need to have the kavanah. The mitzvah is that you listen. So someone said to me, also, so if someone doesn't listen during the shir, he doesn't get credit. Well, if someone doesn't listen during the shir, he doesn't get credit. What do you mean?
You're learning and speaking out on your own. You don't have kavanah. It's an ansa'adi that you're doing the mitzvah.
It's not a question of kavanah mitzvah. The point is, das is the mitzvah.
Well, if you have kavanah that when you're sitting in a shir for mitzvah, or if it's assumed that you're
kavanah we're not
assumed, then hearing it is, in fact, just that.
No, but if you don't have this chiddush of Shemei Kainah, so you can be having the most genuine thoughts you want. At the end of the day, you didn't enunciate the words.
But it's Shemei Kainah.
That's what I'm saying. That's his chiddush. Yeah. I mean, without Shemei Kainah.
Should it not be?
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just pointing out that if you don't come onto this chiddush, then everyone who goes through shit gets no credit.
It doesn't sound like a chiddush. It sounds like it's kedin. No.
I'm pointing out that without Shemei Kainah, any person who ever attended a shir in his life, or even a person who learns with a chavrusa and just lets the chavrusa do more talking than he does, gets no credit.
Side of that you have to speak.
I'm saying he passes the halachah like that.
Shulchan Aruch
Rav. Right. So zok to Shulchan Aruch Rav.
It also depends on Shemaya Kainah. It can only be applied in certain situations. So
correct.
So not, I'm saying not necessarily. It's
a, yeah. So we did Shemaya Kainah once here. I don't remember what we said.
So did the Bnei Yisrael get the?
It's totally in the chakira.
Where they came from the midst of Talmud Torah when Hakadosh Baruch Hu
told it to
Har Sinai. Or Moshe
taught. Right. So they had Shemaya
Kainah. Moshe taught the Kainah.
That's right. That's right.
So that's a raya.
It was with Shemaya Kainah. They listen. Right. That's a Shulchan Aruch Rav. So according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, every time you listen to a shir, you only eat with Shemaya Kainah.
Amazing. Where you fall asleep, you go to a shir, you go and they have a whole thing, you fall asleep and you get
tzchah halicha. That's why you get tzchah for going. I don't know. I say either lumdus, I find it hard to imagine. I know.
I live with that.
I know a Rav who used to open up every Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. He used to tell people that just coming to the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha gives you tshuva. Okay, I don't know. Not sure it says that exactly. It sounds nice, but wrong religion maybe, but okay. Whatever. Okay, so let's see. So Rabbi Asher Weiss has a shtickle about this, actually, Parshas B'chukaisai, which I found completely accidentally. And he wants to be told this whole sugya, not a machloikis Ogur and Goin, machloikis Rashi and Ibn Ezra. Amazing. Machloikis Rashi Ibn Ezra. How could this be machloikis Rashi Ibn Ezra? Dr. Asher Weiss, number 9. He says, because we have this pasuk, Uvesayrasa Yehege Yom Avalai. This pasuk is very important. Pasuk says, in the Torah you should toil day and night. Because of Rashi, Rashi on that pasuk writes, Kol Loshen Hege Belefu. Hege means in your heart. Kedachsev, Hege and Libi. That's what the Goin quoted. The Goin quoted this idea. That Torah, believe, is a fulfillment of Hege. However, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, Uben Eben Ezra, Kosev, Amilas, Hege, believe, Gam, Bepe, Kemoy, Lushoini, Tehege, Sitkecha, Zakta, Eben Ezra, not so fast. The Eben Ezra says that the word Hege implies both, Dibur and Pe. So Zakta, Rabbi Asher Weiss, very geshmak. Havila, that's Rashi. Havila, Shem, Machshav. According to Rashi, the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Takeb, is Machshav, like the Goin. Well, that's Eben Ezra, Yeshma, Machshmai, Gam, Loshin, Dibur. According to Eben Ezra, not so. According to Ibn Ezra, can even it's Dafka Bediba. So he wants to say that the Machloik is Ogur. And the Goin is really Machloik's Rashi. Ibn Ezra had to learn the Pasuk of Ubisayrasa Yega.
So, two questions. Why the word by Daber or Daber in the Torah is like it's all over the place, right?
But right.
Baruch Hu wanted to say, intended that the Limud HaTorah could only be Peh. Why didn't he use the word? It's always all these.
Because that wasn't so much Limud HaTorah, that was to know what to do. That was the commandment.
No, I'm saying, but to speak, all these other words could mean speaking. They could also be conveying or other forms of communication.
Correct.
Not just speaking. If he wanted to say, right, I mean,
all right.
There's a reason why he didn't use by a kosher the word.
Because look, there he was, Taka, giving it over in the simplest form, orally from Moshe to the Jewish people, so they should know what to do. Now the question is, now that we have this...
No, but the psukim that we're quoting
these
as being the source of learning Torah...
Right.
Right, the Hege,
right, right. Lisa. We wonder why it was so vague.
All these different words. Just say that.
Say this straight up.
Then it's easy,
so it says with Dibar Tabam in the Shema, which we have to get to. It also says in the Shema, Vesamtem es Dvar Eila Alavavchem, which is Machloikis Rishonim, if that means Torah or Mitzvahs. Alavav, right? So we'll get to that.
The other question is, if someone speaks the words, but isn't paying attention to what he's reading, like davening.
So the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
No, right, you're just reading Torah, but you're not...
So there's a famous Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins, yes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a chiddush that for Tanakh you don't have to understand what you're saying, only for Torah Shabbat Peh. Also, you'll meet Chabad Chassidim. They read through Tanakh like you read. And they don't know what they're saying. Lavdavka, they don't know what they're talking about. But the first Lubavitcher Rebbe held that Torah Shabbat alone, the recitation of the words, are valuable. Mashenka for Torah Shabbat, you don't do that with Gemara. I mean, you can't read through Gemara and not know what you're talking about. For Torah Shabbat, you don't have to know what you're saying as long as you pronounce the words. It's interesting chiddush. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as long as you say the words of Chumash, even if you have no idea what you're saying, it's the same price I could have put a newspaper in front of you. You wouldn't know what you're saying. You're Mekai in the midst of Talmud
Torah. But if you're thinking the words...
If you're thinking it...
No, you're not
Mekai. Not
Mekai. Okay, sorry.
Amazing chiddush. Next time you meet a Lubavitcher, you have what to talk to him about.
In one mystery, I know.
I got a lot of things to talk to him about.
Right.
You don't say
out
the word.
Oh, Torah,
right?
Pashtas? Pashtas Zohar, right? You have to read Pashtas Zohar, Kriyas HaTorah, stuff like that. But that's also not, it's not exactly straight up Talmud Torah, Kriyas HaTorah. It's like a fancy version. Shnayim Mikra, the Pashtas, you have to answer. Yechayra, I don't think so.
So, I didn't hear what Jay said. So what the Lubavitchers do, they would not be a Tishnayim Mikra, right?
Right. No. If you don't pronounce it, the words you're not. They say it out loud. If you don't say it out loud, you're not Yitz. You have to say it out loud. Okay, now, Rabbi Asher Weiss brings up an interesting Gemara in number 10. The Gemara writes in Barachas after Zayin and Bebez. The Gemara over there is discussing doing certain mitzvahs Ayde Hira instead of Ayde Dibur. So the Gemara writes over there, Eliyit Mahachit Om Rabbi Yosef. Machloik is B'Kriyashma. The only time we have a Machloik is if you could do B'Hira is by Kriyashma. Why? Techsef Shema Yisrael says here. So you can't do it B'Hira. Avo b'shar mitzvahs divrei hakol yotzo. Any other mitzvah that needs verbal expression can be done aydei hibur, aydei hira. In fact, the Gemara of it says the pasuk haskes ushma Yisrael. The Gemara originally brought this pasuk. This is a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. The Gemara brings this pasuk earlier to sound like you have to enunciate haskes ushma Yisrael. The Jewish people have to be heard. And for the Gemara, who b'divrei tayrik siv, that pasuk is said by Torah. What? Means that what? That the only time you actually have to express it is by Torah. So, Frekta Basha Weiss, this is a Mefurash Gemara. There's Gantam Achlagis Ogur and the Vilna Goin, Rashi Ibn Ezra. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that when it comes to Torah, there's a din called Haskes Ushma. You have to hear what you're saying. So, Ferkta Bashoais, it seems to be a Gemara Mefurish and Brachis that you have to hear what you're saying. That's a very stark Akasha. Now, I'm not going to get into it now because it's a little off topic, but if you look up in the Rishonim over there in Brachas, Lamashal, the Ritzvah writes Mefurish, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. He does not think at all you have to speak it out, and he has a different way of reading the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua also points it out, so that they mutcher how to read this Gemara in Brachas. But basic reading of this Gemara would sound very much not like the Goyim. It would sound like the Ogur, that in order to be a kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you actually, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you actually have to enunciate the words from your mouth. Okay, so let's take it one step further. Not that we understand this step, but let's go a little further. Let's assume, for argument's sake, we have a machlokes Ogur and Vilna Goin about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and perhaps about the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Let's take this one step further. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef number 11, there's another Ogur. Today's Ogur day, right? Says the Ogur, because of Oida Ogur. B'shei Mary Mun. No. The Ogur was, that was the beginning of the Shem. We spoke about the beginning. Yaakov Landau. It was an Italian Rishon. German. German, really a German Rishon, but he moved to Italy later on in his life. That's right. I wish we had. We know very little about his life. It would be nice to know something. So he writes this. Zogt, Beis Yosef quotes an Ogur. The Ogur writes, B'shei Mari Moinin, quotes a Mashuvah Shazu Maril, the Noshim of Erechas Bechas Eter. So we had a whole share on this. I'm not going to go into all of this because I'm sure everyone remembers, but we talked about the famous child, the women make Bechas Eter. So the Ogur quotes from the Maril that women make a bracha on Bechas HaTorah, Alpha Bishen Chayeves, even though women are not Mechuyev in Talmud Torah. And not only that, this we spoke about a lot in other Shurim.
That's the Kiddush, don't they always make a bracha on things that they're not?
But there's only one problem. There are many Rishonim, predominantly Sephardic Rishonim, who they cannot make a bracha on something that they're not obligated in.
So like a Lulav.
Right. Sephardic women do not make a bracha on Lulav, Sukkah, Shaifa, none of that. They only make a, they paskin, a big machoikis rishonim, if a isha, or an ena mitzvah can make a bracha on a mitzvah shez man grama. We paskin, us Ashkenazim paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says they could make the bracha. But the Sfaradim paskin like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam, that women do not make a bracha on a mitzvah shez man grama.
So Sfaradish women, when they blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, have in mind bedafka not be yaitzu with the brachas?
No, the brachas for the men, but if they blow for themselves.
No, women have to have in mind bedafka not be yaitzu?
No, they're not. They could just listen, they could listen, but if they're doing it by themselves. No, you see, but the Sfaradish women, they go into the sukkah, they don't make a bracha, they don't make a bracha.
What about all the limiter
that So this is something we spoke about heavily at a different share. I and Michael will give you the date and the time, because I don't remember. But he bavarns over here. He says, he goes through it a little bit, and we spoke at length about this. We mentioned this a couple of times. There's a big hakira. Again, I don't want to get bogged down with this, because as is, it's late. There's a big hakira when a woman, let's say, studies Hilchas Shabbos, studies Hilchas Kashrus. They usually learn it better than the boys anyways, okay? So are they Mekayim Talmud Torah, or are they Mekayim what the Beis Halevi phrase, the Hechsher Mitzvah and the Kiyama Mitzvah? I mean, you don't know how to keep Shabbos unless you learn Hilchas Shabbos. Does that mean that learning Hilchas Shabbos is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, or that learning of Hilchas Shabbos is a kiyum in keeping Shabbos? So the Beis Halevi made this yisoid, that when a man learns Hilchas Shabbos, even though he's doing it, so he should know what to do in his house, he's getting two credit. He's getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and he's also getting the mitzvah of Hechsher Mitzvah to know how to keep Shabbos. But when an ish who's not mechuyev in Torah, when she studies Hilchas Shabbos, she's not getting a credit for mitzvah Torah. So what is it? It's a kiyum in Hechsher Mitzvah Shemir Shabbos. That's the Beis Halevi's chiddush. Now, the truth is, if we'll read together in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't sound like that. Beis Yosef writes, he says, we had an entire shiur on that, about women learning Gemara today. We know women make a bracha on Kriyas HaKarbonos, and Tefillah is Keneged HaKarbonos. What does that mean? We'll have to get back to. V'hein Chayeves B'Tefillah. V'hein Ken Chayeves Gam Ken B'Kriyas. Okay, we'll have to come back to that. B'kriyas ha'oyle v'akabonis v'kolshken v'divrei asmag shekosov shanoshim chayeves lulmad hadinam ha'shaychem lehem. That's what you guys have as agreement, right? Tvar ma'ashaychis lehem. So Zok, the Beis Yosef, calling from the Ogur, women make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah. Good, fine. Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like that, number 12.
But only for learning.
So it would sound like, exactly, it would sound like, according to one of the reasons, that's if she sits down and learns Hilchas Shabbos, she learns Hilchas Bishul. If she sits down and wants to learn Hilchas Tefillin, she's not going to put on Tefillin. So why is she? Why she's learning that? Just
We had a share on that too.
We had a share on that also. Yeah, we talked about that. All we know is, I'll tell you one thing: is Rashi's daughters did not wear tefillin. Tell this to people; they get very.
You made that very clear.
People get very touchy when you tell them this. Rashi's daughters never wore. That's a bubble mice. Rashi's daughters probably did write much of Rashi's commentary.
They wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin.
If anything, you're really in a tablet. Pesachet to the Zayde. But Rashi's daughters did do a lot of Rashi's writing. Rashi learned with his daughters extensively. That's not a question. He learned with them, and the most likely he did some of the writings. And it's that, they say the Mishnah Berurah. What? Michalas Bar Shaul Wurtfel, and that's a Gemara. But Mishnah Berurah's daughters also helped him put together the Mishnah Berurah. This is not the shocker. Yeah, like, right. No, they did more of it. They actually helped in the preparing of it. So that's that people don't want to talk about, but that's true.
Who do you think wrote the whole most of Pachet Yisr?
His daughter. Yeah, the girls had a very... Rashi spent a lot of time learning with his daughters. Now, there is a big debate amongst historians that supposedly one of Rashi's daughters asked him once, like, if we were boys, if you had boys, would you still learn with us? It's a very loaded question to ask a father, right? Rashi only had daughters. So one of the girls once asked their father, and if you had sons, would you still learn so much time with us? Touchy question. I don't know. It's a tough question for any parent to answer any time. But Rashi definitely spent a lot of time learning with his daughters. Again, Tanakh, and I don't know about Gemara, but definitely Tanakh, he learned with his daughters extensively, and they were involved in his writings. But you see from the Ogur, the Ogur hold women are not Chayav in Talmud Torah. He writes clearly, Afal Bishen Mechayeves, they still make Berachas HaTorah. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Noshim Varechas Berachas HaTorah. The problem is, the Mechaber holds that women don't make a bracha mitzvah shazman grom. So according to the Mechaber, if women attack a potter from Talmud Torah, how could they make a bracha?
Why is Talmud Torah mitzvah shazman grom?
I'm sorry, not mitzvah shazman grom. They're potter from Talmud Torah because of l'mata moisim es b'nechem, correct myself.
Okay.
They're potter, like the Gemara Kedushin says, they're potter from teaching, they're potter from learning, right? So they're potter from Talmud Torah. That's pashut, right? Less man the polig, the women are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, it could be they can learn anyways, but they're potter.
So it's not for the same reasons. Not for the mitzvah
of Hashem. Not because it's my grandma. I'm sorry. I correct myself.
No.
The rule is anytime women are potter from a mitzvah, they can't make a brach. They can't say the word vitzivonu.
But he's for different reasons.
No, it doesn't matter why they're potter. They can't say vitzivonu. Vitzivonu means we were commanded. Women are not commanded. How could they say vitzivonu? So at the time, as a whole terrorist, what vitzivonu means, not us, but the general population is vitzivonu.
But what's that? Unless I'm doing this Bahara, it comes on the road. Isn't the mitzvah every day, Asher Kicher Mitzvah, it's Ranu Lasek B'Divrei Torah? So a woman sells an Indian of Lasek B'Divrei Torah because of the things that are negated.
That's if you assume that that's Pshat the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you assume the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah for its sake, just to learn Torah, they don't have that obligation. And even what they learn to do for the mitzvah is not a Kiyama Torah, it's a Kiyama Hechsher Mitzvah of the Kiyama Mitzvah, according to the Beis Halevi. So, Frek the Goyin. It sounds a little bit like that. It sounds like from the Ogur that since they, we'll see better what he means, but what the Ogur L'Chari means is that women do have a Shaychus to Torah. Even if they're not commanded directly to learn Torah, but they have a connection to Torah, the Inyonim that are negated to that. Right. So, Frek the Goyin, number 13. So, the Goyin has a Kasha. Frek the Goyin, the Ogur's a Pella. For many reasons. I showed this to someone. Someone said, you have a very young Baal Batim Shir who everyone has great eyesight.
You're pushing it.
I said, there's not much I can do with the Goyin. The Goyin is a small print. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the Goyin is a small print. If I blew it up, if A would look weird on the page, and it would be out of size. The Goyin, if you ever learn Shulchan Aruch, it's small. I can do. So Zak the Goyin, Udvarim Dechuyim Mikam upon him, V'kro Tzaveach, V'limadetem Es B'neichem V'loi B'nei Seichem. It's a Beforish Gemara. Women are not Mechoyim Talmud Torah. V'heich Toimar V'tzivonu V'nasilon. How can I say the word V'tzivonu? So the Goyin argues on the Ogur / Mechaber. He says women cannot make a Baruch on Bechaz HaTorah. Eloi Ikram Bi Mashikatsu V'atayisvis U'shar Poiskim D'noshim V'vrechaz Al Kol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gromum K'moshik Asafti Leo B'sem Yudzayin Elo Ma'izok the Goyin. The reason why a lady can make a bracha on Bechaz HaTorah is like any other mitzvah that she's part of, from that she can make a bracha. So she can make a bracha on this also. But the Mechaber Paschal is not like that. The Mechaber Paschal is women don't make a bracha when they're potter. So how could the Mechaber write that women make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah? That's the bomb kash.
Is he saying it because it's a mitzvah?
He's saying that the potter. He's saying it's like any time they're potter from a mitzvah.
Isn't he calling it?
No, he's saying it's like, the meaning, he's saying they're potter from a Paschal, Matam, Oisim, Espenechem. Once they're potter, so you can't say the word Vitzivanu. Once you can't say Vitzivanu, how do they make the bracha? Isaac the Goyin, but I have no problem, says the Goyin, because I hold women can make a bracha on the law of Sukkah and Shofar, even though they're not chayv. But the Mechaber, and for that matter, the Rambam, both hold that women can't make a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grom. And yet the Mechaber writes women make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah.
And he holds
an achayv. How does this work? So we've quoted this many, many times. That's why I only quoted it very because the famous Brisker Rav. A famous Brisker Rav in Hilchos Brachos that everyone knows by now, I'm sure. The Brisker Rav calls him his father, Reb Chaim. He writes it this, number 14. V'shamati v'piyo adoini ovi mori ha'goin ha'chosid. So Dr. Biskrov, I heard from my father, who said, the b'birchas ha'toyre ein ha'brocha al-kiyim ha'mitzvah shal Talmud Torah. Famously, he said from Reb Chaim. that the bracha on the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah like you have by Lulav and Shofar and any other mitzvah. What is the Zaktub Chaim? The Rahu Din Bifnei Atzma the Torah Boi Bracha. It's an independent din. It's a different din. It's not like you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. It's a special bracha. How do you know? Because Afinu Lab Bracha Daf Chafalav Mikra the Chishem Hashem Ekra Im Kain Ein Ze Din Shayich LaMitzvah Klal. Rak the Torah Atzma to Una Bracha. Zaktub Chaim. Torah itself needs a bracha. Before a person recites Torah, he needs to make a bracha. Torah is so special, it's so valuable, it's so important, you can't just shoot it out of your mouth on a bracha. Not because it's the bracha preceding the mitzvah. It's not the pshat, Zav Chaim. At least in the Rambam, and for that matter in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Torah itself, or the other way they say it, the cheftza shel Torah needs a bracha. So Zav Chaim, therefore very geshmak. Why? For avad the women are part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. 100%. But it's not a bichas ha-Torah. It's not a bichas ha-mitzvah. Bichas ha-Torah, Zav Chaim, is not a bichas ha-mitzvah.
Why wouldn't it also need then a bichas ha-mitzvah? In addition, let's say that's true, and we accept that, let's say, mitzvah Chaim, so it's true. Okay, but so where's the bichas ha-mitzvah?
So it comes out interesting. It comes out according to Zav Chaim, there is no bichas ha-mitzvah in Talmud Torah.
Even for men.
But it's a myth, but it definitely is a mitzvah. Why wouldn't we have
it? It's unique. It has maybe something even better. Maybe it's better. Now, we have mitzvahs that don't have brachas, but according to...
There's a true each time, a reason why not.
Right,
I'm learning Torah.
No, it's okay. It might be according to Chaim, this is better. Could be according to Chaim, this is better than a regular brachas mitzvah. This is like a brachas mitzvah plus.
Maybe it's like this.
We got to get that clear.
Maybe it's like a rishus.
What's a rishus?
In other words, the chefs of Torah, you need a rishus.
Oh, very good. Good. That's the way I like to learn this of Chaim. The way I like to learn this of Chaim is, it's doimit to what I call a bracha rishayna. Right? A person's not allowed to eat without a bracha. So Torah is a zachosh of a thing. You need permission to talk about Torah. So something along those lines.
And how would this go along with waking up in the morning?
Good. So that's what we're going to figure out. So how does this come back to our sugi? So what do I want with this brisker of? / B'chaim. So Zaktub B'chaim, now everything's very geshmak. Why? Because now according to B'chaim, the mechab is good. Why? Because when the mechab said the women make a bracha b'chaz ha-tayr, it's not because of the kima mitzvah, of other women don't have a mitzvah, it's because of the chef social tayr. Memela. So now the Achronim want to say like this. Now we can use this B'chaim to explain the augur. Why? How can this explain the augur? Maybe you can learn the augur like this. Maybe the augur holds, it's taka not, the b'chaz ha-tayr is not a regular b'chaz ha-mitzvah. Maybe it's not a regular Bechas HaMitzvah. Maybe the Augur held like Reb Chaim, that it's on the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So here's where it gets tricky. And you'll have to say what? That a hearer is not considered a Cheftza Shel Torah. I don't like this part.
Why? This is good.
I don't like
because
it.
Because it's not the Mitzvah. We're trying to...
No, but he's saying it's not... Reb Chaim's point is, the Bracha doesn't reflect the Mitzvah. The Bracha reflects the importance of Torah.
Right, and that level of it...
Is only when you... Why?
Because
but if you tell
that,
me...
Because we're in a special world. It's not about the... It's not a mitzvah like you were thinking and the learning. When you speak it out, that's the real...
Yeah, I don't know.
Requires that special role.
I hear. That's what they say. But I don't take that for a given it should be that way. I could debate it.
It's a chiddush.
It works very nice. Right. So if you take a look over here... So, this is very nice. So Rabbi Yerucha Moshe in the Sefer Yerucha Mayadim, he has on every Yom Tov, he has on Shavuos also. The problem is the Sefer on Shavuos, most of it's on Sfiras Omer. So by the time you get to Shavuos, no one's interested in hearing about Torah about Sfiras Omer anymore, but it's a Kedai Sefer to have. So he writes this Shtikul Torah. So he writes over here, he says, Me'at, number 15, U'me'at al-pizeh yeshavah shidas ha'ogur. So after Yerucha, now the ogur is beautiful. If you take this Rabbi Chaim, in the Rambam, now you can use it for the ogur. Why? Le'in yibroch al-hir, but the v'toy d'hikshah gro, ha'legam b'hir ikam mitzvah tamat Torah v'gisa, ach l'fi mashin izbar b'shidas ha'ogur, de'in b'chas ha'tari al-mitzvah tamat Torah, ela ha'chevtza shal Torah. If you assume that the ogur holds, not like the goyin was assuming. The goyin was assuming b'chas ha'tari is a b'chas ha'mitzvah. The ogur is saying it's not like that. So what is it? It's a b'chas ha'shevach, whatever you want to call it, according to Abchaim. Maybe l'shapi yesh l'chalak v'loim edelein nesakna ha'brocha, ela al-dibur b'tari v'loi al-hir. This is the part that bothers me. V'af shagam behir miskayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the ma'aseh here is also a form of Talmud Torah. So if the requirement to make birchas Torah prior to learning is not a kiyum mitzvah, but it's when you're learning Torah. I am learning Torah. When I'm a harer, I'm sitting here in my corner, I'm learning Torah. V'zaktim yikom akam in yibracha shal chevtza shal Torah being in Torah b'dibur v'lo yisagi b'Torah behir. Okay, so I was very happy to see Rabbi Yerucham quotes this from somebody, and then afterwards he says, no, I don't like this pshat. Because of this kasha. What's the difference? If hearer is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, why is there not cheftza shel Torah?
The only way that to understand is that there's two levels of the mitzvah, two kinds of
mitzvah. Okay, good. Or there's another way you can really say it is there might be two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. There might be two parts to Brichas HaTorah. There might be the Brichas HaShavach part and the Brichas HaMitzvah part. And that would answer your kasha about where do you have Loi Matzono.
That's
not... Exactly. No, he doesn't, 100%. I'm going to take the B'Shkrav and go a little different. Yes, Seth, what?
The monk of Brichas HaTorah is Kishem HaShem Ekra HaVukod HaLelokeinu.
Yes.
So only when there's Shem Ekra, only when you're pronouncing it, that requires a bracha.
We're going to see that later on. Correct. That's what we're going to end up saying later on. That because of the pasuk Kishem HaShem Ekra, that's taka why it doesn't need a dibur. Yeah, that's why it needs a dibur. 100%. We're going to get to that hopefully at some point. I don't know when. But okay, yeah, that's a good point. Now there's a Gemara in Irvin, which Rav Asher Weiss addresses. There's a Gemara in Irvin, which seems to be another very mafosh dekarai. The Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shinra, Pasach Pumech, Kari, Pasach Pumech, Tani, Ki Hechad, the Tiskayim, Bevi, Teirach, Echaya. How do you ensure that the Torah will last? Shenemar, it says in the Pasach, Ki Chayim, Heim, Lamotzei, Heim, that Torah is life for those who find it, or Lechol, Besare, Merapa, and it heals all the flesh. Altikuli, Motzei, Heim, Ela, Lamotzei, Heim, Bepe, for those who enunciate it with their mouth. So that seems pretty clear. You're supposed to enunciate the Torah in Bipeh. So Rabbi Asher Weiss brings this.
Sounds like it's Eitz HaTovah.
Right? So the other way to say it is not. It's a skula. It's a skula. You want to have Arichos HaTorah. You want to have Schos Torah. So you do that. But other than that,
that's not saying
that. Exactly. Right.
Right. And this is
right. Right. So it's not Muchach that it has to be that way. Okay, so let's try a step further. There's another augur. Third augur of the day. So Akhtibay says of another augur. He quotes like this. This is a shtickle negi halacha l'maisa every single Shabbos for many people. The Ogre quotes from his father. Now, I didn't know, but his father was one of the great Baalei Rishonim. His father was I don't know how many of us know, he was a Chashev Rishon, very well-respected Rishon in Germany. So he quotes from his father. I forgot his name. His name was Yaakov, so I forgot what his name was. But he was quoted, a big Talmud of the Maril, of the big Rishonim in Germany at that time. So he writes this. He quotes from his tate, She'aviv hinig she'levarich b'yayim afil achashinas kevah. His father had a chiddush that if you take a nap, Ashinas Keva during the day, let's say Shavuos morning, you stay up all night, and you go to sleep from 7 to whatever, and that's Ashinas Keva. I don't mean a short nap. Ashinas Keva, 5-6 hours in the afternoon. So Dr. Ogur, you don't have to make a Brichas HaTorah when you wake up in the morning. That's what his father held. Why? He writes, V'chein ro'i lasis, that's the right thing to do. Ki ha'meikol b'brichas b'makom shish m'choikis, ha'reiz alehifse, ki ha'brachas einam ha'kevis. So he quotes his father's psak. And he defends his father. He thinks his father is 100% right. Since the Safik brachas lahakel, don't bother making brachas. Don't make brachas when you wake up in the morning. And all the achrayim attack this ogre.
It's only if it's a Safik if it's a Dorabana.
Right. So they all say, I don't understand. What's a shayla? Ashinas keva is a vada hesachadas. A hesachadas should require a new bracha. So he writes, Yesh l'tmua. The bein laharash, bein l'rabbeinu simcha, bein l'aram, shina v'hefsek. We don't find anyone that disagrees that Shina is not a hefsek. How could your father do this? Very nice, your father was a choshev guy, I get it. But how do you have the right to have this new practice? That he held Shina is not a problem.
That's
a part of the problem, right?
So I'm saying, if you sleep on a Shabbos afternoon 4 or 5 hours, you should make new Berachas HaTorah?
It's a machalikis b'shoinim. Big machalikis b'shoinim. I was never zoich to get that. I'm waiting for my kids to get older. I'm waiting for my kids to get older to get to that madrigal. Half hour for washing your hands, maybe.
If you're going to learn Torah again when you
Yeah, that we do.
That's a shayla. So that's might be two separate shaylas. So Mr. Brewer Taka, I think he writes after half an hour, maybe an hour, he says you should wash your hands. But for Brichas HaTorah, this is a big shayla. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Ogur as a Yeshayimrim. But all the Achrayim have a bomb kasha. What do you do with the Svar? Shinas Kev as Mafsik. So Zakhi Birucham, very Gishmak. It's Ogur Lushitosik. Why? The Ogur holds that's not a Brichas HaMitzvah. If it were to be a Brichas HaMitzvah, fragging a good kasha, it's a hefsek of the mitzvah. But now we just prove that the Ogre holds it's not a cheshmin of Brichas HaMitzvah. It's a Brichas HaShevach, or whatever bracha you want to understand it.
That's only once a day.
So this we can argue also.
Then every time you'd learn Torah, you should be making another bracha.
Right. So therefore, he wants to be mechadish. Yibrucham wants to say, maybe the Ogre held that that's a once a day bracha. You don't have to make that every single time. Now, there is an interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, he's medame to Brichas HaShachar. We don't make Brichas HaShachar 3 times. Guy wakes up and goes, undoes his belt 3 times, doesn't make another bracha. Once a day. So Zok to Biruchim, this Shulchan Aruch Rav sounds a little bit like he wants to say in the Ogur. That the Ogur holds, that the way to look at it is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's Shver. Once you're mafsing the mitzvah, you got to do the mitzvah again. So someone called me up last week. The guy puts on tefillin in the morning very early, and then he goes to work, and then he davens later. So when he davens later, he wants to put on tefillin again. Does he make another brach? The answer is 100%, of course. Every time you put on tefillin, you make another brach. It's another kiyum mitzvah, right? So that's a hesek hadas, that's a hefsek. We had a shir about tzitzis. Yeah. You take off your tzitzis to go swimming, you take your tzitzis to go. We talked at length about that. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? You take off your towels to go home for the break. We talked about that, Ayin Shom. Whatever it is, Michael will tell you. But
that wasn't so long ago.
That wasn't so long ago. I remember. It was in the summer. Yeah. We did that in the
summer. It
was the summer. It was the gate to swimming.
The gay and show this year, and I showed everyone the
Maharaj. It was the gate to swimming, because we talked about it. But Zaktim, if you go to sleep, Shinas Keva, that's for sure a hefsek. But Zaktim Yeruchim, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaShevach, whatever you want to call it. The mail, it's not a kash. You only have to do it once a day. That's how you want to answer of this augur, and that's why all that chorem that bombed at the augur is not shver, because the augur is Lushitosa, that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, we ran out of time, but there's much, much more to talk about. It gets even another step further. Maybe we'll talk about that at a different time. Okay, everybody say, have a wonderful Yom Tov. We'll be back here Tuesday night at Mitzvah Shem. Not Sunday, but at Mitzvah Shem, we'll be back the following Sunday. Back to Ksubis.